What's up, guys, to another edition of AFK Discussions Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Phil, always with Jason. Now, I was away on vacation. We had a lot to talk about. Before we do, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok while it's still around. We don't know if it's going to be gone forever or not, but that's at AFK Discussions Podcast. And not only that, do not forget our sponsors, or sponsor, I should say, Fat Tech, the guys at Fat Tech, for all of your side piece needs, all of your tactical gear, for all you jack guys out there, all your dad bod guys, all your guys that are bigger than that. I'm not going to identify you with a different name, but let's just say dad bod. But you know, these guys are great. That's fattac.com. FATTAC, or is it just one T?
FATTAC.
TAC. FATTAC.com. That's fattac.com. Give them some love and let them know AFK Discussion sent you. And that's that. Jason, how are you?
Good, dude. Good. Man, so what is going on with Twitter? I briefly saw some news about them trying to shut it down, but you know, what is up?
I think you mean TikTok, but I know.
Oh, yeah. I said Twitter. Well, Twitter's no more. It's X now. Anyways.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, yeah, they did, I think, by 81% of whatever the Congress or whatever approved to ban it. So then it's going to go to the Senate, and then we'll see from there. For what I understand, for the longest time, I didn't really understand the whole banning of TikTok thing. Obviously, for those that don't know, it's run by the Chinese government. Now, obviously, China, they have a different version of TikTok in China. So the TikTok in China is more like educational. And so then the one in America that they have for America is more like obviously what it is, more entertainment, stuff like that. So the government, I think, is concerned with like because they don't know what the app, like what's going into the app, how they're collecting data, all that kind of stuff. They don't know anything because it's basically a Chinese company. So they want it to be like an American American version or something, so that way they know what's going on, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's more of like that sort of a deal, and that's why they're kind of banning it. Not that TikTok in general is bad necessarily. I just think it's the government wants to know and wants to have more control or something like that. And it's kind of like a more of like a thing with China. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think if they do ban it, I think it'll be back eventually with some sort of negotiation with China or something. They'll make an American version that the government can see into and approve or whatever. And then it'll be back probably. But it is kind of strange to have the U.S. government try to ban an app.
Yeah, that is weird. But see, I always thought that TikTok was associated with like Instagram and Facebook because you can cross post.
Yeah.
That was just my assumption, but I guess it's not.
Yeah, no, they're definitely a Chinese company and all that. So, yeah, there was like a scare with TikTok a while back with like, oh, they're collecting people's information. Is this a Chinese PSYOP app, you know, sent to destroy Americans by giving them mindless entertainment and false information, that kind of a narrative type thing.
Well, I mean, that is kind of worrisome though, because I mean, you know, it seems like a thing that, you know, another country would do to kind of infiltrate and learn about their population and all this. I mean, they have all their information right there. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It's possible. And you know, with apps too, when you download an app, you just like, yeah, agree. You don't, no one actually reads any of that stuff. I mean, if you do, God bless you, but no one ever reads the user agreements when you download an app and stuff. So Lord knows what you agree to anyway.
Yeah.
But with that said, for the most part, it's probably just a fun app, but who knows what, you know, information they are collecting.
Dude, do you know an app that I think is maybe still around, but I don't think many people in America use it anymore. Dude, I was so addicted to the Periscope app. Do you remember that app?
It sounds familiar. Where you could go on
and, you know, I had a picture of the world. And you could see whoever was live around the world, and you click on it and watch their streams.
Yes.
I was so infatuated with seeing like people in other cultures and just how they do things. That, I mean, I would spend hours, like, you know, Russia, they had all these people just doing their day-to-day lives. You know, they'd be like at a coffee shop and have the phone on while they're just drinking coffee and reading. It was very, very, very interesting.
Yeah. You know, what's weird that you say that? You know what's really a lot like that? Is TikTok is a lot like that too. Like if you scroll TikTok live, that's essentially what TikTok live is. It's like a whole bunch of people, random people, like going live and either, dude, it's the most random stuff. I've seen like Mennonite women on there talking about Jesus. I've seen this guy with pink hair, missing teeth, and like a half shirt, just dropping wisdom. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's just, it is the weirdest thing in the world to go through the lives. And then you'll see some random person sitting there. like someone was dressed up as Mandalorian. Okay. You know, the Mandalorian character dressed up as a Mandalorian character. They got stuff in the background. They're pretending they're flying a ship. That's the live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, there is, you have no idea what's on here. It is like anything you can ever imagine, from like normal people to like the weirdest people you've ever seen in your life. That's my point. So it's a lot like that, where like you can literally just go through and be like, what a, and there's people out there that are like, do make money from TikTok by going live. And so like, it's very weird, because like, I do understand, like, if you are making money from TikTok and they're going to ban it, it's like, you know, where are these people going to go? That's like a whole other conversation that I always find fascinating. Well, especially for me as us, as content creators, I should say, it's like, where's that next, where are those crowds going to go? If TikTok does get banned, we need to know where these other people are going to go. So that way we can be there with our content while these people are coming in.
It's
hard to figure that out.
Yeah. As far as short form videos, cause that's what TikTok is known for, you know, the short form, which is something Instagram is kind of doing, but man, I think YouTube is cornering the short form video right now. I think cause they shorts. Have, the shorts are essentially TikTok. I mean, you can scroll through them just like you do on TikTok.
Essentially. Yeah. And I mean, I post for Exploring with Phil. I post basically all my trailers on there. Any of the real or fakes I do. I did one of the food ones. Phil Tries Things, and put one of those on there. So like anything that I can make into a short and put on there is the only way you can grow on YouTube. That's basically how they like pigeonhole you into doing what they want you to do, which is basically making shorts. It's Instagram's the same way. Like, I love Instagram, but like every time you try to post something, it automatically tries to make it a reel.
Yeah.
And you're like, can I just make a regular picture post like Instagram is supposed to be? Or does everything have to be a reel? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But dude, it's that same concept from TikTok. Like, even Facebook's that same way. Facebook has the same thing. They have a whole section that's just like TikTok. So the influence is massive for sure. But I don't think it's going away. I don't think it'll be banned. I think it'll be fine. At least I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I like TikTok, and I think it's a great tool for creators to use to reach a larger audience. There's no doubt about that.
Another thing that, you know, like, cause I've mentioned in the past, we do have a, what is it? I want to say Twitch, but it's not. Yeah. Twitch. That's what it is.
Yeah. Gaming one. Yeah.
Yeah. But they do more than video game streaming. They have a IRL channel, which is, you know, in real life. And they just, people will just, like, if they're working in their office, they'll just put a camera up and stream their office all day of them doing their job. Yeah.
No, dude, cool. That's weird that you say that, because I saw something very similar where it was like someone, I don't know if it was someone who told me this or if like I saw it on the show. I don't even know. But like, whatever it was, someone told me this. I don't know, whatever it was. But they had like, maybe it was a show, but they had a VR game, like the son or daughter, whatever it was, didn't want to work. But they had this VR game where they stock groceries and they loved it. You know what I mean? They love like it's just so weird that there is games like that though. where like I've seen ones like the truck driver ones or the plane ones. It started with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But now like there's literally like the most mundane or like fork trucks, you know, like, oh, I'm a fork truck driver now. It's like, I don't understand how anyone would want to play that, but these people are doing it. Yep. These people are making money at it. And it's just like, they'll do that, but not actually want to do the actual job. That is that.
Yeah. My nephew plays Farm Simulator. So
there you go.
He farms.
I bet if you put him in an actual field and had him to actually do the work that he's doing on that phone.
Oh, no. No way.
He would not want to do it.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, there's a lot of games now that are like that.
Yeah. It's really weird. You think they're secretly trying to train people to be like, oh, this is what your job's going to be. So
I don't know. Maybe. But, you know, just, I saw this meme. It's hilarious. It cracks me up because they're like, we fought to get child labor laws in place, you know, so that, you know, they couldn't like make children work in the mines.
Sure.
And, you know, in the 2000s, the most popular game is Minecraft. The children long for the mines.
We shouldn't have taken it away. You know, no, like, we thought we knew better, but, you know, it turns out that their little hands, you know, needed to be in those mills, you know, you know, working those little machine parts that only their little hands could fix, you know.
Yeah,
a few of them died here or there, but they were having a great time down there. Don't rob them of this. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Jason. We do need to bring back kids need to work. Kids need to work. Like Jason said it here. The child work starts here.
I'm sorry when you're going back to the mines.
That would be a great threat as far as fake punishment. You know, to be like, all right, well, you know what? We're going down the mine. I already signed you up. That's where you're going.
That's funny. Well, I got a surprise, Bill. I got a surprise for you.
Oh, I love it.
Are you ready?
I'm beyond ready.
I teased it. You may have saw it on Instagram before we started recording. So
I think I did, yes.
Phil has been trying things, and I'm going to try.
I love it.
Boba. It's from Taiwan. It's a Hello Kitty boba.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it at Costco.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm excited. I like matcha a lot, and this is matcha flavored.
Yep. So it's like a boba milk tea kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like the little bubbles in it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Let's in Taiwan.
Let's hear that pop.
Yep. There we go.
That's a pretty clean pop. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of fizz. Oh, he's going right in. He wants to try. For a sip.
Matcha.
Yeah.
It's good.
On the scale of the matchas you've had your entire life, where does this rank? Take another sip if you need.
About average,
About average?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cold or is it warm?
It's cold.
Okay, good.
It's good. I mean, it's really good. So nice. If you like Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And you like boba, go to Costco and pick some up.
Nice. So would you buy this? Would this be something you'd buy again based on the price and the value, the taste?
Well, I mean, it was like $14 for, oof, I think eight cans. Man,
that's killer.
Or was that, eight?
That seems like a lot.
No, it's 12 cans. I'm sorry. 14 for 12.
Okay.
And you get three flavors, four cans of each. So there's the matcha, there's the taro, which I haven't tried yet. Taro is kind of like a sweet potato flavor, I guess.
Sweet potato flavor.
Mm-hmm. And then they have brown sugar milk tea.
Now that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You ever have that Mexican milk? I can't remember the name of it is, but it has like cinnamon and stuff in it like that.
That is, gosh, if you hadn't said it, it's one of my favorite things. It's...
I want to say it begins with a C, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
So they have the hibiscus water. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
It's called Jamaica, I think, or Jamaica, because, you know, J is not a hard J, makes it like an H sound in Spanish. But horchata. It's really good. Yeah, horchata. Yes.
Horchata. Very, very good. Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, I'm going to be drinking this the rest of the episode, guys. So if you hear me slurping, just know it's boba.
Nice. I love it.
I haven't got any of the bubbles yet. So
yeah, I was like going to say, I was like, maybe we should have put it in a glass or something.
Yeah.
So you get the full effect of it. It's just going to be like a ton of the little bubbles at the bottom.
Yeah. Which I'm very fine. Nice.
Yeah. Right. Hell yeah. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So dude, what's up with the trip to Texas? Like, what did you guys do?
So we did, we stayed in Austin, Texas. So we did a bunch of, a few different filming locations. We did Dazed and Confused, 1993, if those are familiar. We did a lot of those locations. We did some Varsity Blues locations and some Office Space movie locations. But Texas is awesome. Texas is awesome. The food's great. Food's absolutely incredible. We did In-N-Out. I had In-N-Out for the first time. The burger place. Have you had In-N-Out before?
Oh yeah. So
good. Okay, so you have. So you like animal style?
I did. I did like the animal style.
Yeah. So me and Nicole love the animal style. We wish we would have got it again. Their fries were terrible, but the burgers are great. You know, the aesthetic and how it looks, the theming, all that stuff is incredible inside there. We had Whataburger, which is like a Texas thing. Mm-hmm. If people never had it before, my best description would be like Burger King burgers. And like every single burger they have is like a Whopper size burger. So everything's like huge there. So their burgers are big, their drinks are big. Like we got medium drinks and I think they were like, you know, they were like this far round, you know, they were pretty big drinks. Trying to think what else we had. Cherry Black's, which is an incredible barbecue place. So that was absolutely incredible. Other than that, we went to San Antonio, Texas. Went to the Alamo and all stuff like that. So I got some video footage there, which I'm super excited about. That was one of those places I never thought I'd actually get to see. So to actually see the Alamo is pretty incredible. Have you been to the Alamo or San Antonio at all?
When I was a kid, we went there because we should take.
So you have been there. Okay, cool. So
I don't really remember it, but I know there's pictures of me at the Alamo when I was younger.
Yeah. So it's just like people say, it's a lot smaller, obviously, because the Mexican army destroyed most of it when they, you know, invaded it. And so all that's left is the church and then one of the long like bunks, which is like one of the long like buildings where the soldiers would have been or whatever. And then the rest of it's been like, you know, was torn down and destroyed and stuff like that. So, but I mean, it's an awesome place to go and visit. I would say you can definitely feel the sad energy there. No doubt about that. That's one thing I definitely did notice. And just going through a little clip in the beginning, because when we first got there, we were like the first people there. So, because I wanted to be like the first people. So everyone was going to the church first. Mm-hmm. So we're like, well, let's go to this other area where no one is. I'll maybe have like a better chance of catching EVPs or evidence. And just going over quickly, we definitely got like a like that kind of a thing. And then some other voice, which I can't really identify, but very cool. I can't wait to actually go over all that stuff. But I would say more than anything, the most thing I loved was real Texas. Like Austin's like very different than the rest of Texas. So we drove out to Elgin, which is where they filmed like some of Varsity Blues, for people familiar with Varsity Blues, the movie. So it's like very much like middle of nowhere Texas. We're talking like, I don't know, it's not even that far from Austin, like 40 minutes from Austin East or something. Let me tell you, me and Nicole, we parked there. Beautiful, like picturesque, like small country town. They had like this farmer's market going on. We bought some stuff and I'm like looking around and we're driving out and I'm like thinking to myself, you know, I was like, you know what? I could quit the paranormal and I could just quit my job and just come out here and live in Elgin, Texas and just live the simple life. And Nicole was thinking the same thing. We're like, oh, like I could totally live here. This place is incredible. But it was awesome. It was awesome. So I love real Texas. Highly recommend anyone go to Texas. It's awesome. The food's incredible. So that would be my Texas adventure in like a 5-minute rant. But
awesome. Yeah, I like Texas a lot too. We went to Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Last year or the year before?
It was last year. It was really fun. Fort Worth was great. Like we did the Stockyards. And that's really cool. We got to see them like parade the cattle down the main street and all that stuff. So it was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like that's real Texas right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like rodeos and you know, that like cowboy and ranch and that whole stuff. I love that part of Texas for sure. So it was awesome. I love Texas a lot. Stamp of approval. Phil loves Texas.
Awesome. So I got to do something really cool too, man. So while we're talking about our adventures, so it was spring break for us this week. Something I have yet to do is I'm a huge soccer fan. I love soccer. For all you UK and the rest of the world, football. I love football. So I got to go to an MLS game, which was incredible. We have a MLS team in Nashville now, which is only 2.5 hours away from where I live. So we drove over, watched the game. We won, which is always a bonus. And man, it's just next level to see it in person. you know, to experience the singing and the constant cheering is awesome. I don't know if you know, if you've ever watched a soccer game, but that the whole thing about soccer is it's more of a fan participation also. Like the whole stadium is constantly singing their songs and doing chants, and they have drums and stuff going and people playing trumpets and stuff. It was, I mean, just awesome, man. It was a great experience. I loved it. 100% awesome. Recommend. If you have never been to a soccer game, go watch a soccer game. It's worth it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad you guys could get out and do that. I saw that you posted pictures of that. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, to see any like sporting event that you've like are really into for the first time is definitely a whole other experience for sure.
Yeah.
No matter like what the sport is, it's definitely a lot cooler seeing it in person.
Yeah.
Like no matter like, you know, where you're sitting, just to be a part of the atmosphere in the moment, that's kind of and to feel the cheering and the booing and the emotions and all that. That's like stuff you might necessarily get at home when you're watching at home. So it's definitely cool that I'm glad you guys got to experience that as a family. And who knows, maybe a couple of your kids now are even bigger soccer fans than before because of
they,
it. You
know they
mean?
Really
or create it. Some sort of bond with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, you know, they could become your guys' thing or like, oh, dad, why don't we go to the soccer? You know,
yeah.
it could become something special for you guys. Oh, yeah, see, there you go.
So it's
there
great.
You go. No, that's awesome. Very good.
I was going to say, so today my wife and I were like wanting to do a trip before my kids go to middle school because they're all fifth graders and they're about to, you know, make the transition to junior high, middle school. And so we're planning the trip and we wanted to go on another cruise because we love to go on cruises. So we're like, where do we want to go? Where do we want to do this? And my wife and I both at the same time was like, maybe there's a port in Miami. So we've already got it planned out, dude. So we're going to go to Miami to cruise, you know, to leave out of that port. And also we're going to see the Miami team. It's the one that Lionel Messi. I don't know if anyone. I'm very stuttering. I'm very excited right now. So when I get excited, I kind of stutter.
You can't even, folks. He's red in the face. He can't get it out. He's excited about the kids working. He's excited about this soccer.
Yeah,
it's just a big day for him. So bear with him. He's got it.
So we're going to go see Lionel Messi, who I don't know if anyone who's not familiar with soccer. So soccer is the biggest sport in the world. It's not just, you know, everyone in America thinks, oh, soccer is nothing. You know, soccer is nothing. It is the biggest sport in the whole world. And Lionel Messi, who was, I guess still is, one of the biggest players in the world. It's a kind of a toss-up between Messi and Ronaldo. I'm more of a Ronaldo fan, but Messi is also a legend. Well, so he said that, you know, he was going to retire, but he's going to wants to do it in Miami. So he just joined the Miami MLS team. So he's playing professional soccer here in the U.S. now, and we're going to get tickets and go see Messi play because I don't know, this may be his last season and it would just be epic to see. So I can't wait.
No, that's awesome. That's very cool. No, he's a big name in soccer. That's for sure. I know that name. So yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm excited for you guys. It sounds like an awesome, awesome start to your vacation. That's for sure. Have you guys decided on what island you're going to go to?
We're going to do, another Caribbean, okay. So I know
kind of like a circuit type deal, like a couple different ones but or something.
We're doing two private islands and one, I don't know which island it is, the main one we're going to, but the other two, they're like K's. So they're like small, really small islands with, pretty much just beaches and food on it. There's no like it's not populated. It's owned by the cruise line. So
yeah, that's cool. No, very cool. I'm glad. When are you guys going?
Probably late July.
Okay.
That's what we're planning for right now. But it's because guys, another big news. I got a possible offer on the table for a job. So that will also depend on, you know, if I can work it into my negotiations of getting that time off. Cause you know, that's I don't know if I'll accrue enough time before the, you know,
cruise is supposed to take or whatever. Place.
Yeah. So I have to negotiate that in with my, negotiation for the job. So, but yeah, hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah, no, I think it will. And that'll be really good for you guys. That's for sure. I'm excited for you and I'm sure you're looking forward to it. That's for sure.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, dude. So, it's always great to get away. That's for sure.
So, do you know what's on everyone's mind right now? They're like, why are they not talking about the wisp of smoke that went across Phil's face?
Yes, yes.
Dude, we talked about that last week, Gina and I, and she was like, you know, I don't know what that was. It was definitely weird. So have you had a chance to look at it more closely now that you've gotten home? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I looked at it for sure. I think what everyone's observation is probably the most correct one. I think it was really weird just that, you know, cause you could be like, oh, that's just like dust or something, but to have it match up with when, like I rubbed my eyes like directly after that, it almost seemed like as if it affected me in some sort of way or something. Now in the moment I do remember like wiping my eyes or something, but I thought I was just tired or whatever. I didn't really think anything of it. I don't remember feeling anything weird at the time, but, clearly the timing of that is very strange. And the whole thing is very weird, just because you saw it in the moment too. And you can see my screen right now. It's like pretty clear. You know what I mean? So if like something, and it's winter time, it's not like, not to say that bugs don't exist in the winter, cause they do in your home sometimes, you know, they can live and stuff like that. So, dude, it's definitely weird. I really don't know what to make of it.
Yeah. I don't think it was a bug. There's definitely not a bug. I can say that.
I don't think so.
It like floated like almost like this, like a wave.
Yeah.
And it started like you could kind of see it start at your shoulder and go like and this across around. Your face. So weird, man. So weird.
Yeah. And I'm trying to remember. Do you remember what we were talking about at the moment?
Right? I don't.
Like leading up to that moment?
We were talking about Bigfoot in the forest.
Oh, that's right.
Skunks. Because I was talking about I smelled skunks.
Smells. Yeah. Phantom smells and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. Random.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if what it was. But yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah.
So after all this time, I still don't know what that was, still don't know what to make of it. Very weird for sure. Hopefully that never happens again.
No, dude, I have an update on the Bigfoot stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because when you went out and stuff like that?
Yeah. This just happened this past week. So I had a friend, he contacted me and said that he works for our county, and he goes out and he does surveying and stuff for new developments. Like if they want to do a new subdivision, he goes and makes sure, you know, the land, you know, the water runoff is correctly done and the roads and all that, you know, he's going to make sure all that stuff works. So he sent me a video. I'm just going to play the audio. Let me see. I got to find it right now. I was going to play it from my phone. Give me a second here. I know this is great. This is great, guys. I know you love this when I'm looking for something. Okay, here it is. So this is the video. He sent me the sound that he recorded. Let me turn on my audio. Did you hear that?
Well, yeah.
So that.
Wait, can you play it again?
I'll play it again. That's almost identical to the sound we heard. Okay.
Yeah. No, definitely. It sounds like Predator.
Yeah, play exactly. I'm trying. I'll do it again. Find it. Well, I would like to do it again, guys. Okay, that's super weird, right?
Definitely. And so he definitely said it wasn't a woodpecker or anything like that, because that's the only other thing I can think it sounds like.
Yeah,
but I think he would know if there was a woodpecker there.
It doesn't. My wife said the same thing. Oh, that's a woodpecker. I've heard woodpeckers, and that's, I mean, if that's a woodpecker, yeah, okay, I'll give it that. But what we heard at midnight, woodpeckers don't peck in the middle of the night, you know?
No, I've never heard a woodpecker pecking. It's, they're daytime animals generally.
Yeah. But also,
like I said, if it was that, I mean, that being him doing the surveys and stuff like that, you would think that he would know what a woodpecker sounds like and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. was this something that he heard in the moment while he was like during his survey and was like, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But another thing that was the weird, cause he brought up I told him, what could it be? It could be this, could be that. And he was like, well, Bigfoot's mimic sounds, So, it could be a Bigfoot mimicking a woodpecker sound, So I sent it to some people and, I'm being very cautious here with things. And so apparently there is a very endangered species called the shoebill stork. And it's only found in Africa. But they have been on like the black market pet. Like some people buy exotic pets and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So some people have owned these and maybe have escaped. But there's very, very little in the wild. Maybe like 2,000 left in Africa, right? So it could be a cryptid like that. As in a cryptid, it's a real species, but it's not supposed to exist here. Just like Black Panthers aren't supposed to exist in the Smoky Mountains, but people see them. So that's considered a cryptid also.
Gotcha.
But guys, listen to this. Okay, I'm going to play this. This is... So that's the sound that thing makes, sounds just like the Predator.
Sure. Yeah. Very, very similar, actually.
Yeah. I'll play it one more time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah, so if very, very similar.
Yeah. It is very similar. And to me, that doesn't sound like a woodpecker at all. That sounds more close to what we heard than the one he posted, because what we heard was a little bit more bassy. Mm-hmm. But also, what he recorded was at a distance also, and in the fours, it sound dissipates. So it could be more bassy than what I'm hearing on the audio.
Sure.
But yeah. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, yeah, because sometimes what you hear in the moment is exactly what you capture on your device. For whatever reason, that can happen. Yeah. So, that's definitely interesting. You have to keep us posted on that because definitely weird. I mean, either way, either it's a cryptid stork that's not supposed to be around in Tennessee, or Predator itself, or Bigfoot or something. But, both those things sound pretty similar. So, I could see it almost sounds like kind of like what like a T-Rex does in Jurassic Park or something like that.
Exactly.
Kind of, they're very similar to that kind of like.
Yes.
Noise. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah. Weird. It's definitely weird.
We could be dealing with a dinosaur.
Yeah. we never thought it would be a dinosaur cryptid.
Yeah. So dude, have you seen the news about the missing princess?
Yeah, for sure. So why don't you give us just the overhead view of it, just in case anyone hasn't heard. But I'm pretty sure people have probably heard it by now. But just
okay, so apparently, so they're saying that nothing's wrong, right? The royal family is saying nothing's wrong. Middleton. Everything, everything's normal. Nothing's wrong. So here's the theory. Okay, the theory is that Kate Middleton disappeared around December or not. I don't want to say kidnapped or anything. She has been out of the media, out of the public eye since December. There were some reports that came out that she had like a surgery or something. Usually she's more of a public figure. Let's say, But there's this photo that surfaced, like a family portrait, right?
Yeah, Associated Press post put it out there.
Yeah, so it's so weird because there's you know, being a photographer and a Photoshop guy. Did I say Photoshop? Photoshop.
Not anymore.
Photoshop. being a Photoshop guy, you know, this is very, very interesting to me. So yeah, I'm just going to zoom in a little bit. So here is the first thing I noticed was this inconsistency with typical Photoshop, like mess up. Like these aren't connecting lines. This is not like a structure that is, you know, splintered. Yeah. I can tell this has been blurred and smudged in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can move this around. Her hand here is blurry compared to the shirt. And if you can see, everything else here is in focus, like especially this arm.
Yeah.
It should be on the same plane.
Sure.
Yeah, her hand's blurry and this is not. Okay. Someone said the pattern here looks Photoshopped, like it's not the correct pattern, or right here is different from the rest of it. Let's keep going. I don't know what this is, this area around here, below her neck. I think they may be saying that her hair's been Photoshopped. I'm not sure.
It does look a little weird.
Yeah. So then they're saying her hand over here is, like, you can see like a smudge, like someone went in and Photoshopped like this area, like cut her hand out and put it in here. Like this is really sharp and crisp lines, but then her hand's a little bit blurry compared to the contrasting line here. And then right here, you see where I'm pointing. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit. I'm zoomed in really close, guys. So yeah, see right here, this pattern is picking up, like someone has copied and pasted the pattern of the dress.
Yeah.
Over here, but it's somehow this is a little bit of the sweater is got mixed in here because they copied this and put it down here and didn't, you know, take the sweater out for you know, whatever reasons, but also the hand, see the hand?
Yeah.
It's outside the sweater sleeve.
Yeah, dude.
Here's the sweater sleeve. And then it's kind of, it's not right.
Yeah. Because what's whole weird about this, there's like, they found out there's like at least 16 edits on this photo or something like that. And then the AP immediately, or I don't know if it was a day or two, a couple weeks, they immediately like took the picture down and retracted the whole thing and was like, oh, sorry, it was a fake picture.
Yeah.
That was only terrible after the fact that people started pointing it out.
Yeah. Another thing that I noticed, which is weird, is in the window, there's no reflection of the family.
Yeah.
The window.
Yeah.
Because you can see a reflection of something, like you can see the inside, like a couch or something, but then you see the grass and a wall or some sort.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're not there at all.
But there's no family reflection in the window.
Yeah, that's the biggest giveaway, like, right see there.
See this right here, this structure.
Yeah.
On this, the sticks, how they all kind of go together in like a like star form or whatever right here. This I think is exactly this right here behind them, is reflecting. But you don't see, you know, the family at all. So that's one thing. That another thing is weird to me. It's like someone cut them out and put them in front of this door and, you know, stuff right here.
Yeah,
it's very weird. But yeah, that's strange. And someone, I saw another video today where they showed a magazine cover that Kate was in. Or she was on, and they overlaid the cover of her face in this, and it's identical. Like her eyes, see, her eyes are a little bit off too. Like she's got almost like a lazy eye, which I don't think she has. You see, this eye is looking looking over to the left, and this one's looking straight on. Yeah, which is really weird. But yeah, it's I don't know. It's very bizarre. I know there's a lot of my wife was telling me more stuff about it. That's kind of weird. There's a lot of things going on that says that, you know, blah, 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 had an affair. The prince had an affair and she found out and, you know, they're trying to cover stuff up. I mean, I don't know. It's very weird. But it seems like, you know, if nothing was going on, if she was okay, then they would be like, hey, go do an Instagram live quickly and say, hey, I'm okay, guys, I'm here. But nothing has happened like that. There's been some photos of her in a car with her husband. Is it Harry? Is it Harry her husband?
No, the other one. Not Harry. What's the other son's name? The older son.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm not good with the royals. I know Charles is the dad.
Yeah.
William. William. William's
the husband. There's a picture of her and William in a car, and they're like, oh, look, she's okay, but she's not looking at the camera. It's like the back of her head, you know?
Yeah.
Which is really weird.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, there's all kinds of rumors swirling around, to, you know, why she wouldn't be seen, stuff like that. I mean, if she was pregnant and had an abortion and they were trying to hide it, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that, you know, just because they don't want the scandal of it. But doing this is more of a scandal.
Yeah, but the cheating it wasn't her that cheated. It was William that was the one was said to be cheating on her. So I don't know. It's very weird, man. Like I said, I need to look more into it. But it just struck me because I wouldn't read too much into foreign politics or the royal family. I just don't care, you know. If it has to do about England, you know, only thing I care about is soccer over there.
Sure.
The royal family, I mean, who cares? I mean, a lot of people do care in America, which is weird to me because, you know, no one else in the world, I think, cares about our presidents. I guess
that way.
Yeah, but I guess it's the royalty, because it's one of the last royal families, the last kings and, you know, monarchies, which, you know, people find fascinating, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But it definitely is weird. I don't get it, but yeah, they do.
Yeah, but yeah, the photo when it, you know, being a photographer, I started looking at this picture, and the more I looked at it, the more I'm like, yeah, okay, I see definitely a lot of Photoshop here, definitely a lot. So
yeah, it's just very strange. The whole situation is very strange. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out. Really.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she's okay, guys. I mean, for real. I really hope she's okay because we all know what happened with Princess Diana. That that was very, very tragic. And, you know, all the stuff that's came out now that, you know, pretty much is conclusive that, you know, she was assassinated. So it's, you know, it's pretty sad. And, you know, I hope Kate Middleton's okay.
Yeah, definitely. You never know. That's for sure. But yes, it's definitely weird. That's for sure. We'll definitely keep an eye on it for sure. Cause I'm interested to see, how it all plays out for sure.
You know what we need to do? We need to holler at Tommy. I mean, I don't know if he's got any more information, but I mean, he lives in England. So, I mean, I'm sure that he hears more than we hear over here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
He wants to come on the show anyway. So, I mean, we should just hit him up. He may be listening right now. Dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You want to come on like tomorrow? No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right? We'll put it in this episode. But yeah. Tommy's update, UK update on what's going on with the queen. I was going to say the queen. That's not right. but yes, soon would be queen, I guess. Proposed queen whenever William becomes king.
Yeah.
If that ever happens.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's weird. And I know there's a lot of the, I know it's very conspiratorial, but the whole, you know, Nephilim bloodline that runs through the royal family, there's a lot about that. Speaking of which, we're going to have Joel Thomas on soon, who knows all about that. Is it like the draconian bloodline or something like that's what it's called? That's all that's bizarre though, dude. It's all bizarre.
Yeah. It's a whole other world that I don't even begin to know about or understand, but it's definitely interesting and intriguing. So we'll be excited to interview him and ask him where he thinks Kate Middleton is.
Maybe he knows.
Maybe Joel, he knows. You know, maybe she's, this is all part of the sacrifice. He'll tell us, you know, it's all part of some sort of sacrifice, you know, some sort of blood sacrifice they got to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you know, that nothing, nothing would surprise me. So,
oh man, this is, oh dude.
The John Cena thing? Is that what you're going to talk about?
I don't know about the John. I need to know about the John Cena thing, but I don't know about that, but it sounds good.
Okay.
But I was going to say something else. I heard someone, was it, who was it? Was it on Tinfoil Hat? Maybe. Maybe Tinfoil Hat. They're talking about Kanye. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it wasn't Tinfoil. Maybe it was Richie the Barber.
Snip, snap.
Yeah. So I think Richie, he became a Christian, right?
Okay.
And I've been following him a lot. His stuff's really good. He talks a lot about the stuff he's witnessed in Hollywood and all that stuff, you know, on his podcast.
Oh, very cool.
But he was talking about Kanye and how, you know, Kanye was like changed his ways and became a Christian and all this, you know, and Kanye started coming out and talking about how, you know, how dark the Hollywood elite was and stuff like that. He was saying how, they made him kill his mother or something like that, or sacrifice his mother, Kanye's mother. And all this other stuff that they made him do. And, then Kanye like said something to the effect of, if I disappear for a while and I come back and it's not acting like me or being like me, then, you know, they killed me and they cloned me and put somebody else out here. So Kanye, you know, he's kind of out there anyways. Right. Mm-hmm. So who knows, yeah, but this definitely. New Kanye that's around now is definitely even more bizarre than the old Kanye, wearing all the, you know, like hoods and mask over his face and just saying very satanic stuff, like in his new rap song and stuff about how is Jesus, and he cusses right after he says Jesus' name, and just not the Kanye that released two Christian albums, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely seems different, you know.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's what I was going to get into with the whole, like, talking about celebrities going and missing. That just, you know, rang that memory in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just brought that up because I don't even know where I heard this. It was just some sort of random, I don't know where I heard it from. But someone also had said that same thing about John Cena because of what he did at the Oscars, where he was like, he wasn't naked, but, you know, he was like pretending he was like naked underneath the card and stuff. And like it was a some people were saying it was a, I don't believe this, but they were saying that it was like a humiliation type of initiation. You know what I mean? So he had to be humiliated in order to be into this group, you know, Illuminati or whatever the hell. I don't know what group they were mentioning, but, I did hear that. So probably absolutely nothing, but, I did hear that, so it just popped in my mind. I wanted to mention it just because I heard someone else was talking about it, so I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. But
I have heard about the humiliation initiative or initiations in the past.
Do you remember what it was for? Was it Illuminati or was it something else?
I don't know if it was Illuminati or what it was for, but a lot of people say that Daniel Radcliffe went through that also. He was on some Western show. I don't remember the name of it, but he was like singing in drag on the stage as part of the TV series in one episode. But yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah, just to something, you know, as far as conspiracy stuff that happened this week or since I've been off, I just wanted to mention it just to mention it. Probably absolutely nothing, but yeah. Just kind of weird.
I need to look into that, though, because I haven't heard anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is weird going on in the world right now?
Well, like, speaking of that, it's like something similar happened where, like, you texted me about what we were going to talk about on the show, and I could have sworn I texted you back and said, oh, we can talk about Austin, Texas, and my trip, and a couple other things, blah, blah, blah. And like, okay, cool. And then you text me back, whatever you text me today, and I look at the thing, and it's not there, and I'm like, did I not text him back? And they're like, did I text you back? And you're like, no, I don't think so. And I'm like, who did I text? So then I'm thinking, oh my God, did I like text someone else what I was supposed to text you? And then it just somehow, you know, they just didn't say anything or I don't know. But either way, it was weird because I could have sworn I was like, I thought we had this conversation already, but yeah, it was weird because I could have sworn I remembered like typing out the text and everything. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. And I was like, oh, Jason hasn't said anything back. I'm like, oh, okay. But
definitely a glitch in the matrix.
You never know. You never know. But yeah, what a wild week. I think next week, I think we have a guest as long as as long as the guest doesn't cancel, of course.
Who is the guest?
Her name is Kristen Evans.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. Yeah, she's a paranormal investigator for a long time in the Bridgewater Triangle area. So she's a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of stories. So I can't wait to have her on and talk about any number of things that she's done over the years. She's worked with a lot of like famous Bridgewater Triangle investigators and stuff like that. People that were in the documentary and stuff like that. So, you know, she's been around for a long time and investigated a lot of different places. So it'd be cool to talk to her. So that'll be next week. So I'm excited about that. Or the week after next. I'm sorry. Maybe the week after next. I think okay.
I keep thinking. Sure.
I know. I think it's the end of the month, right?
Yeah. I think. Yeah. Maybe.
It's getting there. I know. Sure. I think we got 2 weeks till Easter, I think.
Which it's crazy.
Kind of crazy, right? Easter's super early this year.
Yeah, it is. It's also weird because every week I think Kevin's coming on. I'm like, yeah. You're like, we got the guest next week. It's like, it's Kevin? No.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, I know. You know what it was? I think originally he was supposed to come up here and then he was going to come on after, like we recorded together, but then we just, we never set it up because he never came up here. But yeah, I think he was supposed to come up here the 16th, but I never confirmed with him. So I got to double check now that I'm thinking about it, but we'll figure out a time to get Kevin on here and Tommy. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. We'll get Tommy on here.
Yeah. We'll start scheduling some guests for the next 2 months.
Yeah. We need to, I mean, that's guys, if you are listening to our show and you want to be a guest, we would love to have you on. If you're in another country, because I know there's a lot of people like in Sweden that have been listening to the show. And if you can speak English, because I know there's a lot of folklore in Sweden that I would love to get into. I don't know. I know Norway has a big legends about the Fae, with the trolls and
the niece stuff.
So if you have any stories, I would love to have you on. Even if you, I mean, if you're not confident in speaking English, if you can, you know, try to get through it, I would love to have you on. It would be great. I'm fascinated with the whole Fae folk and the Fae legends that come from Europe. It's very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, that's cool. What's our number one country besides U.S. as far as listeners go? Is it Sweden?
I think it is Sweden. Yeah, we have few in the UK.
Yeah,
we have. I don't know how many, but we've hit some of the charts because, you know, the charts, podcasting chart, guys, it starts at 200. If you're above 200, then you don't show up on the charts. So we've showed up in the hundreds, like 150s or something like that in Australia. And also we've showed up on the charts. I can't remember. We were really high up, but in Brazil also. But in Sweden, we've been as high as like 5 and 6 on the podcast chart in Sweden. So, yeah.
Interesting. I am part Swedish, so it makes you wonder.
They're coming for you. They know this.
Yep. They're like, I think we know this guy. We know this guy. His family used to go.
This guy looks very Scandinavian. In the old
country. Yeah. Yeah.
But Sweden is... It's such a beautiful country, dude.
I bet. I've only seen pictures, but I would love to go visit Sweden, Europe, the UK. England is probably my number one as far as foreign places I would like to visit for sure.
Yeah. I have a friend from England. He's, well, I would say he's American. he's lived here longer than he lived in England now.
Gotcha.
But he still has a very strong British accent.
Oh, really?
But yeah, it's funny. I was just thinking, because my mind, I'm, you know, I like to play jokes on people and stuff. So my mind was just thinking like about, you know, because I was just talking about the language barrier with Swedish. One thing that British people have such a hard time saying is the pronunciation of aluminum in the US, because mm-hmm. they call it aluminium.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Tim once and I said, can you say aluminum? He was like, he just couldn't get it out.
Yeah, that is weird. They have a couple ones like that that are kind of strange, like vitamins. They say vitamins.
Vitamins,
yeah. There's a couple of weird ones like that. Even some of the spellings are kind of strange. Like, like when they spell color, it'll be instead of C-O-L-O-R, it's C-O-L-O-U-R.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or like favorite is the same way. They put a little U in there next to the O instead of just the O. yeah, so there's a few things like that. I think Canadians are like that too, with certain words like that. I don't know why they do, but they do.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yeah.
Canada is another one of those places that I really want to visit. I really want to go because we've talked about this in the past. I love Oak Island. I want to go to Oak Island and check that place out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Man, I'm so enthralled with that show right now because they're actually finding really cool structures and stuff that have never seen the light of day. No one has ever found. And it's awesome.
No, absolutely. I know. I wish I'm still way behind on the show. I need to catch up, but I've heard a couple of things I've been finding, and it's definitely incredible for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want it. I've been watching it for
better part of 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, 11 years, I think now.
Yeah, dude. I was one of the first. I was on board like season one, season two, season three. That's when I started watching.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been watching for a long time. You know, back when they were just getting coconut fibers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, before they actually found stuff. But yeah. Great show, man. Yeah, great show.
And speaking of British, they're the metal detector guy. What is his name?
Gary.
Gary.
Gary Draper?
Gary Drayton.
That's it.
His pronunciation of some things is just
A bobbly dazzler.
Yeah. And they he says pewter, he says, is pooh. And then my wife is like, I think he's exaggerating. He's over exaggerating his accent. When he says like hole, stick. Hole, he'll say ole. Look at that. And what's the other one he says all the time? I can't think of it, but there's another one that just
sure there. Yeah,
cracks me up.
I'm a little bit behind, so I'm a little rusty on the show. But
yeah,
such a great show. I love all the characters on that show.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it seems like they all get along really well, though, and like it's really cool. You know, that they've lasted this long, and you know, all the team is still a part of it. Because you know, after a while, sometimes you know. Being a part of a popular show like that, you kind of get a big head and you're like, oh, you know, I know more about this than you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Egos get involved. Yeah. And, you know, people think they, are being mistreated or not important enough or, you know, whatever. Yeah. That kind of stuff can definitely happen. So to have a show, as popular as theirs, to have that sort of success and longevity is, you know, pretty incredible. Like you're saying.
Yep. All right, man. Well, dude, I think we've covered a lot of stuff tonight. I know I wanted to talk about the eclipse, but we may save that. I want to do a little bit more research on it.
Yeah, sure. We can hit it more detailed next time.
Yeah, because guys,
we still got time. Yeah, it's April 8th or whatever. We got a while for that.
Yeah, but it's crazy, guys. I don't know if you've looked into the eclipse and everything, but it's got some weird stuff. I don't want to go into it right now because I don't want to spoil the future episode. But it's very strange.
Yeah, that's right. Let's just say you're gonna have to keep your eyes peeled, you know, for that because it's definitely interesting for sure.
Oh, guys, and by the way, as we're recording right now, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. Look. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I hope you guys had your corned beef and cabbage. I don't know if anyone else does that or any other parts of the country besides New England, but that's what we do. So that was a really great time. We had that today. It was delicious. So, yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone out there. And we can't wait to see you on the next one.
Yeah, guys, remember, follow, like, 5-star reviews. Check out fattack.com, all that stuff. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace, 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 peace.